Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show. We thank you very much for joining with us on today. Now, don't forget, tell someone else about the show that they may be able to join in and also learn new information. So once again, we thank you very much for tuning in. And please, if you're able to, we're going to ask you to just click the link at the top of your page so that you may follow the show. It's very important to be able to be notified of upcoming shows because sometimes the time changes and sometimes the date may also change. Okay? So we're going to share information with you, hopefully giving you some more red flags, what to look for in the signs of an abuser, and also give you the phone number that you will be able to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Okay? So first, what we're going to do is tell you how you may contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may also chat online, thehotline.org. thehotline.org. You may also text the word START to 88788. That is 887 information with you that we hope that it has helped you not only to empower yourself, but also given you tools to be able to help other people that you may come across in reference to being able to notify, to recognize some red flags. Now, we did talk about negative automatic thoughts, and that is something that we want to rid ourselves of because it's not only damaging to you, but that's rehearsing over and over again the words or the way that the abuser has treated you, okay? So I believe last week we started off also by giving you additional information how to assist someone else that may be in an abusive relationship. And also, I give out the National Domestic Violence Hotline information because these are trained individuals that are available waiting just to hear what you have to say. They're not going to be judgmental. You know, sometimes we go through things in life and we just can't quite put our finger on it to recognize what it is or what has caused it. And it's a good place to start if you haven't been doing so already from listening to the show. Okay? So that's information that we want to share with you. Ma'am, so what are some of the ways that you can also help someone else that's going through a rough time? Well, first thing is you do not want to tell the person what to do. You do not want to tell the person what to do. You want to listen to what the person has to say. You want to listen to what the person has to say. Okay? And then name calling is something that you know, the abusers do. They call you names. They blame you for things that weren't even your fault, okay? And all we're doing is trying to assist you in creating a positive self-concept for yourself, okay? So very important to talk positively to yourself. Think of new ideas and ways how you can improve your own situation or how you feel about yourself, okay? And just a reminder, on the average, there are more than 20,000 phone calls per day to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, okay? So now, as we begin to just share more information, we want you to talk about ways how this show has influenced or helped you in some way. We'll give you a couple of seconds so that you can think about that. How has this show really helped you, brought something to your mind that you haven't been thinking about? Okay? And as when I always get on this show, I normally always say the predicament that you find yourself in is not your fault. It is not your fault. Okay? So another way to also help someone is to always let that person make their own decision. Let that person make their own decision. You want to believe what the person is telling you. You want to reassure the person that it's not your fault. And you also want to thank them for sharing the information with you, because to be honest, you know, the person didn't even have to share what they shared with you. And you can let the person know that you're also there to talk with them if they ever need someone to talk to. And also, what can you do to help? You do not want to tell the person that I don't believe you, or if it was you, what you would have done. Because guess what? You don't know what you would have done if it was you in the other person's shoe. You know what you have done. Okay? So, again, that National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. 88788 is the number to text the word START to. 88788. And you may also chat online at thehotline.org. Thehotline.org. Remember, your self-esteem is very important. It's the confidence that you have in your own worth, your abilities, and your self-respect for yourself. So the self, your self-concept is very, very important. Keep in mind, there are many factors that have shaped you to become the person that you are. But at the same time, because of being in an abusive relationship, what you want to do is build a positive self-concept for yourself. See failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. Use your own achievements to reinforce your image of standing. Someone that has been abused may continue to feel guilty and ashamed. And this can also cause a person to become isolated. You know, as I have said over and over while doing the show, it's not so much that I was isolated during the entire ordeal, but maybe I was in a state or a frame of mind that I was not aware of. And I say that to say this. I recently was talking to someone, and I shared that I worked two and three jobs for a very, very long time. And I met someone while I was doing that, and the person said to me, could it be that you're doing that, working so much to be away from your husband,
And I thought about that, and I said, no, the bills need to be paid. But then I spent a lot of time with our son. I took him to a lot of his activities, which started when he was 2.5 years old. And I don't think I probably stopped taking him to sports, to play games, to join teams, probably until he became maybe 11 or 12 years old. I think that's when I stopped. So all along, doing all that with him, I was also working 2 and 3 jobs and did not realize that I was in an emotional or toxic relationship. But I stayed there, and by the grace of God, I have become the person that I am today in reaching out to help others and to share with you what I have gone through that you may not go through, and that you may also help someone else not go through, and at the same time also sharing red flags with you that you'll be able to alert someone else to a toxic relationship. And if you can't say anything to the person, at least you can be there to be their friend, be their support person when they want to talk and say something to you. So once again, that number for the domestic violence hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. And hopefully next week, we will start talking about emotional abuse versus conflict so that we can understand the difference. So here are some signs of emotional abuse. When someone is putting you down in the front of others, when a person is humiliating or embarrassing you, using sarcasm or teasing are jokes to make you feel badly about yourself. And someone that has a lot of opinion of things that you want to do. We have a minute and a half left. The person wants to monitor your actions. Get upset when you want to spend time by yourself or with family or friends. These are all red flags. Ignoring or excluding you. Placing you on guilt trips, making you doubt yourself, denying that they know that something is true. We have 60 seconds left. So next week, we want to really talk about emotional abuse versus conflict, okay, because this is pretty important. And let me see if I can throw two more words with you. I think it said I had 60 seconds left. When you meet someone and they want to get involved right away, red flag. When a person has unrealistic expectations, red flag. Controlling behavior, jealousy, red flag. Okay? And easily insulted, red flag. Disrespectful and cruel to others, red flag. So I thank you today, and please click the link that you will be following on our shows. Thank you very much. Have a great day.